Maple syrup producers in New England take pride in their pure, natural product. So, when the U.S. Food and Drug Administration proposed new labels to say maple syrup contains added sugar, producers fought back. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the outrage over the proposed label is particularly strong in Vermont, the nation's top producer of maple syrup.
Maple syrup is the sweet essence of the northern forest, and Roger Brown and his brother Doug work long hours to make it.
So we're finishing kind of cleaning up from the end of the season, so we're pulling our spouts.
The Browns own Slopeside Syrup in Richmond. They've been in the woods since the sap stopped running this spring, pulling 23,000 spouts from trees spread over 600 very steep acres. On this May Day, the forest is full of birdsong and blessedly free of black flies.
I think you'd pull about 1,000 spouts a day per person if you...
On a long day.
So it's 100% labor dependent.
Roger Brown uses a long tool with a hammer claw on the end to pull the spouts. He caps the line and it seals with vacuum pressure. This hard work is at the heart of what makes their product different from the other stuff called syrup on store shelves. That's the reason Brown thought the FDA's added sugar label might make sense.
So my first reaction when I heard about it was, wow, boy, great, right? Added sugar is going to have to be labeled, and maple syrup is obviously there's no added sugar, so it's not going to have the labeling, and all the other fluid products that we compete against, Mrs. Butterworth, Log Cabin, whatever, those all have added sugar. So they're all going to have added sugar labeled, so that's going to be a great differentiator for us.
But the FDA had something else in mind. As part of a campaign to educate consumers about excess sugar in their diets, the FDA wants to label maple syrup as containing added sugar, meaning it's an additional amount in your diet.
The updated nutrition facts label will really help consumers be aware of added sugars in the diet that are coming from all sources.
Dr. Susan Main directs the FDA Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. She says federal dietary guidelines say that Americans should get no more than 10% of their daily calories from added sugar. Too much sugar, she points out, can lead to obesity and diabetes.
So this is really aimed at giving consumers information that they need to try to stay within that 10% of daily calories recommendation that comes out from the dietary guidelines.
But why say on the label that sugar is, quote, added to maple syrup when it's not? Main says the FDA has proposed a compromise. It will allow additional language to state the sugar is found naturally in honey and maple syrup.
And that was our suggestions of how honey and maple syrup producers can explain on food labels that, for example, all of these sugars come from pure maple syrup.
I think it's confusing, and I think confusing labeling hurts everybody.
Roger Brown says the revised label will still leave consumers questioning what's in their maple syrup.
So let's figure out a way to get to where the FDA needs to get without confusing consumers.
In Washington, Vermont sugar makers and their trade association have found allies among honey producers, who would also be covered by the labeling requirement. It makes for an interesting political dynamic, as Brown explains.
There is more Republican honey production, you could say, than there is Republican maple production.
Maple's all blue.
Maple's not quite all blue, but it's more blue than honey. And there's not a lot of honey in the Northeast, which is where maple is concentrated. So it's a great kind of team to work on this stuff.
The FDA is accepting public comment on the new rules until June 15th. And it's given maple and honey producers up to 3 years to comply with the new labeling requirements. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.